And also, you know, after all of these years, I've done really well in the weekend business. We've made millions. It's been a wonderful ride. But I found that I still do better as that B in an ABC. I don't want it to be about me. And so I'm always talking about my team and who I'm working with. And so, as an example, one of my favorite things that's working really good is I try to get people on the phone with an ABC as soon as possible. And one of my very favorite people that I like to do this with, because he has so much credibility, is I tell them about my business partner who, he's already done it. He knows how to pick out businesses. His whole life has done business development. And on his office wall, there's four plaques. And we all know that business is what makes the world go around. And there's millions of businesses in America. Millions. But the top 500 as far as growth and development is called the Inc. 500. And Viggo Madsen has had an opportunity to be at the beginning, at the startup of four different companies that have achieved that singular status. In fact, a couple of them have hit Inc. 100. And we believe sincerely that this is going to be number five, and it's just starting out, and we want you to be part of the team. And some really powerful game-changing ideas that make this even look more comfortable, more easy, more duplicatable, is some ideas that I'd like Viggo to share with you. But this right today, this could be something that will change everything in your life. And I hope you believe in destiny. And the great focal point in life is when opportunity and preparedness meet. And I just recommend that being on the phone listening to this, that destiny is calling, and this is a time to raise the bar and lengthen your stride and go for it. We need you. The world needs you. And a phone call can change everything. You guys make some phone calls that will be heard around the world. You can do this. But Viggo, are you there?
Well, good morning. I appreciate everything that you said, and thank you very much for that. I will tell a little bit about what I've been doing and how it's going so well. I really appreciate you talking about partners. One of the things that I've been finding as I've been working with people is to tell them that you're looking for partners. You're looking for people that you want to be in business with, and you gave some great suggestions there, how to compliment people. And that's one of the things that I'm finding is that people don't take the time before they call somebody to write down why they really want to be in business with those people. And one of the things I suggest is not only do they write it down, but they share it with their person they're going to do the three-way call with, why they want to be in business with them. There's two reasons for that. Number one, it gives the A an opportunity to understand more of what the B thinks about the C. And it also gives them an opportunity to talk about and say, maybe, is this person really going to be a good business partner, or is this somebody that you might want to add, but not really build into your inner circle of business partners? And so it's really important to be able to, and then get the script down. Practice with your A, what you're going to say. And you hit on that. It's really important to know what you're going to say before you say it. And I can't think of a better way of doing that than practicing. Now the other thing too, which is going to be exciting, is 2014, as far as I'm concerned, and I review businesses all the time, and I've been out the opportunity of being, you said, four Inc. 500 companies, the fastest growing companies in the United States. But I believe 2014 is going to be a rock and roll year for Neegan for a couple of reasons. Number one, you've got a lot of new things happening. And now it's time to start talking to people as if Neegan were new. It's great to know that it's been around for almost 40 years and it's been successful. But people are really excited about new things that are happening. So we've got to go out and approach people in 2014 as if we have a whole new program, a new opportunity. And as I agree with you, the M Strides right now are probably one of the most fantastic products that I have seen in this industry, because we can get immediate results. They don't have to take a pill. They don't have to work the salve. They don't have to put on some oil. They can get immediate reaction with this product and be able to say to them, this is a product that did $1 billion worth of business in now we have the opportunity of marketing here in the United States, and we believe it'll be a $4 billion business. And I'm looking for partners to share that with. Are you interested? And then find out what their response is. And they say, well, we'll tell you a little more about it. So you're interested. Yes. Well, let's get together with my other business partners and let's talk a little bit about this and see if it's a good fit for you. And then be able to sit down and have your ABC call. It's so important to be able to do that. And again, I'm really a big fan of scripts. I build my businesses with my salespeople and teaching them scripts. As you said, get your story down and know how to say it, repeat it, practice it. And the more you practice, the more confidence you have. And confidence increases your competency. So you need to be able to practice every chance you get your script. Practice it before you leave the door every morning. Now, even though if you don't plan on me working your Deacon business, work on your story. What are you going to say if somebody asks you, what are you doing? Or what do you do? Be able to have that script so well down that it just rolls right off of your tongue. And then be able to start finding business partners. Now, I have a lot of people say, well, I've gone through my whole list of everybody I knew over the last 5 or 6 years, and they were, none of them are interested, so now I have to do cold calling. Well, I personally don't believe in that. In building my business, some of our best customers were people who we didn't sell the first time around. They were people who we kept in contact with. We let them know what we were doing in our business, and we would give them an opportunity to see it again. Keep in mind, things change in people's lives. And so when you talk to them before, maybe it wasn't the right opportunity, but now it is. There are thousands and thousands of Deacon distributors that need to get back involved in Deacon. It's always easier to sell an existing customer than it is always to find a new customer. And so it's time for you to go back to your organization, go back to the people that you have in your group. And a lot of people call them inactive. I don't call people inactive. If you're inactive, you're dead. I just call them uninvolved. They're not involved again. Get them involved. Get them to go to an event. Get them to be on your three-way calls. Get them to go to Humans Being More and get them to resurrect their confidence and their ability to believe in what they want to do. Be able to get them a business plan that they can follow. It's very simple. I can't believe that I would ever build any of my businesses if we didn't have a business plan. So in 2014, I'd like you to sit down and start finding out, what is 2014 going to look like? And who am I going to build this business with? As Dave said, it'd be always nice to talk to people so they want to be in business with you, but you also want to be talking with people that you want to be in business with. And that's one of the things that I've been very successful with my business is I always found out, what did I need, who did I need, and I went to find the person that I thought could do the best and that I could spend my time with, sometimes 8 to 10 hours a day, being able to build a business with them. And that's what you've got to be able to find in this business is partners that want to be successful, you want them to be successful, and together you can achieve it. I'd recommend that you go back and reevaluate your team. What have you been doing over the last year or years? What have you been doing right? What can we do to keep that going? What have I been doing wrong? I know that there's always some mistakes we need to do, and reevaluate. How can I improve this area? What partners need? What do they need to be able to be successful? And it's so important to be able to evaluate your team and yourself, and then to say, okay, what can we do to fix it? And what can we do to make 2014 the best year ever that I've had in Deacon, not only for myself, but for the people I belong to that are my team, and also for this great company called Deacon. Anything else there, Dave?
Oh, that is really powerful stuff that you're sharing right there. Wow, if you could say one more time, because I think all of us, especially if we've been in Deacon a long time, we just think, oh wow, what an amazing legacy we have. What a wonderful tradition. And Deacon started with this one singular product. It did $1 billion in 4 years. We got all this other stuff. I think when you're talking to somebody new, we don't need to go into all of that kind of stuff. So say again, just your script. When you're talking to somebody about the $4 billion product, if you could just say that one more time without all of the stuff in between. We don't have to say that M-Strides is a new version or whatever. We could just, if you could just say that one more time.
Sure. It's looking at things as just brand new. We sometimes get caught up in our own forest. We don't go look at the trees. You got to remember, people who are looking and talking to us are seeing the trees. They're not inside the forest. And so we have to step into their shoes and be able to think what they're thinking. And so right now, by saying, hey, I have an opportunity, there's a company that has developed a product, and they sold over $1 billion of it in 4 years. They are now introducing it here into the United States, and I've been given the opportunity. We feel that this will be a $4 billion business in the United States. I'm looking for business partners to help me build this. Are you interested?
Wow. If you memorize that word for word, put your personality in it, and said that to a few people, imagine what could happen.
And it's really nice if you can start going back to your list of old people that you called on before. They think you're part of the NFL club, no friends left. Still go back and call those people and talk to them. But be ready what you're going to say. You gave a great example. Be able to give people a compliment. So when they hang up, not only they may get in or not be involved with you, but it doesn't matter. They're still going to remember that call years later because somebody said something awesome about that, about me. I remember an ABC call I was on with a lady. She was the C, and so the B introduced me, and we were talking a little bit, and I asked the C, how you doing today? She said, well, I'm doing really great. And she said, but I'm really nervous. And I said, why are you nervous? She said, well, I've never had an interview to be a business partner before. What a great compliment to the B on getting that person to understand that they really wanted them to be in business. And here's something that she was saying, I've never been had the opportunity to be interviewed to be a business partner. That call went so well because she was so excited that somebody had invited her, not enough of her, to be a business partner. Not a distributor, not to be recruited, but to be a business partner in her business. And that lady is doing phenomenal because she's out now also finding business partners. Not just recruiting anybody that they could get into the business, but she's finding business partners. Not as fast, but she's getting to build a strong organization. She's finding people to build a business with, and she's training them how to find also people. One thing we talked about in Meekin is, you know, get three to train three. Well, I have to show three. I always say, don't find three that you can train to get three, and then train them how to get three. Then you've got strength in your organization. Sometimes we don't have a business plan. Most businesses fail because they don't have a plan. And a lot of distributors who never run companies, we expect them to all of a sudden run a business. And I really believe that we can change that very, very quickly if we just get people to think like business people. A phenomenal $4 billion business opportunity. I would jump on that like ugly on an ape because I would love to be in that opportunity. Somebody came and called me and said, Deagle, it was a billion dollar business in 4 years in Japan, and now they're introducing it to the United States, and it's going to be a $4 billion business, and I'd like to know if you'd be like to partner with me.
Wow. Yeah, sign me up. You know, just that right there, would you consider coming into business with me, is one of the finest compliments. You're absolutely right. And then think of the other reasons, too. And you actually have a prospective associate pre-assessment form, and it has all of the, you know, contact information, consideration of, you know, the questions that you can put down, you know, to just jar why you would want them, and maybe assets, qualities that would help them become a good leader. You know, simplistically, in my mind, I just think three things. Likeable, you know, you'd like to have them as a friend anyway. And they're ambitious and under-hungry. They're looking for something. But you've got that fleshed out into a really nice form that hopefully you guys will get a hold of. I think another thing is when you're all excited about building this business, and we've got a new year before us, and you've got these goals, we want to realize that when we talk to people, that they might have their own goals. And so when you talk to them, you don't want to superimpose what you want onto them, because that's not going to really motivate them. You want to really be interested in what they want. And you've got a form about wants, needs, and goals, and a lot of that, on especially right at the very first, if you can ask people those questions and get them dreaming, could you talk about that, Vigo?
Yeah, it's interesting. And then I found this out in being in leadership and an executive. If I can find out what people want and show them how they can get what they want by working with me and my company or through my products, it's amazing how much more success I had. It's just been interesting. I always say that we are in the solution business. We as Neekin distributors are solution providers. Well, you can't provide a solution until you know what the problem is. And the only way you can find out a problem is to ask questions. And so I just have a little form that starts out there. If anybody wants to get, I don't think it's a website, just look, but if you want to email me, vigo@getvigo.com. I'll gladly send it out to you for free. But it's basically five columns. And the first question is kind of like, what would you like to change in your life? And I've got people that are actually going to the mall and doing this survey, asking people about the economy. Has the economy affected them? How has it affected them? Column number two, what are you doing to change it? Column number three, if you could change it, what would it look like? And if it could look like the way you want it to be, how would life be different? And then on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you want to do that? If you can see what their wants, needs, and goals are, and they're scoring 8s, 9s, and 10s, and you can see how the solution, which I can't see why Neekin wouldn't be a solution for them, why you couldn't show them how Neekin be a solution to them. And then keep it very simple. You're not training people when you first talk to people. You're talking to them about the opportunity. After they decide to get in, you do a lot of the training. But then don't overwhelm them with so much of the products. That's why I love the M-Stride program right now, because it's something you can demonstrate immediately, the immediate results. You can see this is the technology we use in this company. We have all kinds of other products that fit into the five areas of life. Air, water, light,
sleep.
But just using this one technology gets their idea going, oh, this is cool. This is something we can really do. And this one product is a $4 billion product you can be a part of. And so give them that solution. And the reason why I've been doing thousands of these surveys, and we've done a lot of people do them, and these are the four things that people go to make in the order of importance. Number one is people want money. They want more money. They're in financial stress right now. That's why there's 50,000 people a week getting into network marketing right now. Because they're looking, just as Dave said, they're praying for people to give them an opportunity. Let's help them get into the right opportunity. There's a lot of them out there that aren't going to be around. We know that Neekin will be around because of the time and the how long it's been around and the credibility of the company, number one. Number two, they want to have more free time to spend with their family. Number three, they're concerned about retirement, which is really money. And then number four is health. And so we want to talk to them about what their solution is. And we have a phenomenal solution. We have multi-millionaires in our business. I don't know if anybody out there would like to have a couple multi-million dollars, but it would be nice to have. And we have the opportunity of doing it. And what's great is you can still start. It doesn't matter if you've been in the company for 30 years or you're starting today. You have the same opportunity to be able to do that because there are so many people out there to be able to talk to. And there are people, as Dave said, every night praying for somebody to bring me an opportunity or to help me change my life. Find out what their wants are, find out what their needs are, find out what their goals are, and show them that you have a solution. In fact, after I do my little questionnaire, I say, if I can show you how you can have these wants, needs, and goals, is there any reason we can't go forward? 90% of the people will say, no. 8% will ask you how much it is. And I always say to them, well, thank you, that wasn't my question. But let me tell you this. If I can show you how you can have these goals, needs, and wants, and if I can't, it won't cost you anything. 2% won't do anything. So it's a great opportunity. Just be able to find out what people want and then show them that you have a solution. And keep that solution very, very simple. I've got people I'm working with right now in Neekin that have a presentation that takes them exactly 20 minutes and they're having 90% close. The people either do nothing, they become a customer, or they get involved in the business.
Wow, 90%. No. To clarify on that, that means that there's three options. You know, one is do nothing at all. You don't know, which is just fine. Number two would be to purchase product or become a customer, and number three would join you in business. And so if you put number two and three together, that's where the 90% is.
Yeah.
Correct?
Right. Yeah. They're either customers or they're business partners. Which has been interesting. It doesn't take long for the customers all of a sudden to realize they need to be business partners.
Yeah. In my 20 plus years of NICAM, I've never done 90%.
Well,
but I plan on raising my score because I never was a really gifted student, and I always thought, you know, if I get 60% in school, you know, that's a D.
So
if you get 60% in NICAM, you could become a quadrillionaire.
I got a very high closing ratio because one of the things I'm having them do is I'm having them and their teams keep track of exactly how many presentations they get and what happens with those presentations, and those are the numbers. And
that's fantastic. The thing I like about this is basically like you those four other businesses that you helped become, you know, you've seen billion-dollar companies. You use those same wants, needs, and goals analysis when you would build those other traditional businesses and hire salespeople, because every business has salespeople, and in fact, you were even hiring people that didn't want to be salespeople, but you showed them what to do, and some of those people are actually sales managers now, and it's this very same stuff. So I like how you've adapted this to our profession. It works.
Yes. It does. I mean, and again, I'm amazed, and those numbers may drop a little bit as they keep going further down in their organization, but I don't believe so because they're using a duplicatable system. What's just really interesting is what we talk about, being duplicatable. They have the people, they know exactly how to ask the questions, they know how to give a presentation, a 20-minute presentation. At the end of that presentation, they're able to ask those three questions. You can do nothing, life will stay the same, or you can become a customer and enjoy a 25 to 35% discount, or you can become a member with me, a business partner, and with those, you'll be able to help other business partners to get an override. And with that override, which is the number one goal of getting more money, is show you how you can reach these wants, needs, and goals through our process. Which would you prefer?
That's powerful. And another thing that makes it so good, you've got a really easy to duplicate system, but also, in the history of the world, right at this moment, because it is so challenging, some of the very best people that there is are your very best prospects. There's so many people that are used to making six figures that love work and have done well in other fields, and before they were pretty happy and weren't really looking for anything, but everybody is looking now. Everybody is interested in this, what we're doing. In fact, I really believe that a business like NICAM is really the only answer for the average person. And with this answer, it isn't just survive. It's a way to actually thrive. Just like in the Great Depression, we all hear about people going around in the soup lines and people actually on businesses that would say, you know, no help wanted. You know, that was a sad declaration, just so people wouldn't come in and say, you know, hey, I'll do anything. But at that same moment, there was also incredibly amazing wealth opportunities. A lot of people became exceedingly rich during those periods also. In fact, historically, some of the greatest companies and greatest advancements were made in recessionary periods. And that's especially true, I believe, right now as we go into 2014 with more, you know, tax burdens and controls and things like this. This is a way where you can find more freedom and more opportunity and more health. There's a health and a wealth crisis, and we have the answers to all of this in a beautiful business that you can start today. With mentorship and support and a business plan.
That's correct. And that's one thing is too. Right now I say to people, it's not hard to recruit people into this business. It's not hard anymore. Recruiting is the easy part of it. The hard part is showing them how they can be duplicatable. And I think that I put together a program because, like I said, I've built businesses. My goal has been able to teach people how to have a business plan. And if you have a business plan, it's amazing how successful you can be.
Now, if somebody emails you, would you give them the assessment sheet as well as the needs, wants, and all of that?
Yeah, because the pre-assessment is so good for two reasons. Like I said, number one, it gives you an opportunity to review why you want to be in business with this person. And then if you share it with your A, the A has a copy of it. Now, the A knows who they're talking to and why you want to be in business with these people. You can review back and forth, and maybe the A is going to be a little blunt and say, well, maybe this is not the right person right now. It's a good time to talk to them later. But right now, we're looking for five business people that you can be in business with in 2014 and help them train five other business partners. So, yes, so they'll send to me, Digo. I'm trying to get up on the website, but so far my technicians haven't had it up there yet. But it's just Digo, that's D as in Victor, I-G-G-O, at getdigo.com. Put in the text, Dave's call today, and I will make sure that you get both the needs, wants, and goals and the pre-assessment form.
Now you've been in the business, 40 years? Something like that, but I've seen you work, and you've got a clipboard, you have that sheet out, and you're going through asking questions, getting them to dream, and you're just using that sheet, and I'm certain you have that all memorized, but you still have that paper there, and I think what you're doing is, at the same time, you're showing people that, it's okay. It's so simple, and works probably better using that sheet rather than doing it from memory. It shows that you're really interested in this person by writing down what they want, but also you're giving people permission that you don't have to wait and get it memorized before you get started. Just take the sheet there and go for it. So talk about that for a minute.
And that is important. It's really nice. Like I said, I've got people right now that are going to malls and asking people if they could do a survey about the economy, because I know the number one answer to this problem. So you say, do you mind if I take a survey? And the people say, no. And you've got this form right there in front of you. They're asking the questions. And then you listen to what they're saying, and they'll tell you more wants. And so it's really important as you work with the sheet is to really listen to what people want and write them down and find out what they're doing now to change it. And if they could change it, what would it look like? And if it changed the way they want it to look like, how would life be different? On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you want to do that? That's a very simple form, and I agree with you. I bring this out. I have had this form in front of huge executives when they brought me in to do some consulting with them as a consultant on their sales teams. I bring out my sheet immediately with them. I'm not embarrassed about the sheet. But as you said, it also keeps track where I'm going. I know what they want. And they know that I'm interested because I'm taking notes in an organized manner.
Wow.
The other nice thing about the sheet, too, is if they decide to become a customer or they decide to be, especially decide to be a partner, you now have what their goals and wants are. It's interesting. If I ever had an employee that wanted to leave me or they're having problems trying to get out of my organization or whatever, I would sit down with them and say, let's pull out why you got involved with me. This is what you were doing. This is what you said you wanted, and it was a 10 in your life. Is that still a goal that you want? Yes. Why haven't we been able to change it? What haven't I done? Take the ownership of it as their sponsor. What haven't I done to help you so that you can achieve that goal? You may be amazed how many people you can resurrect or get involved again by just saying, let's go back to your goal. Let's see what we need to do to make that happen. And is it really a 10? Maybe it's only a 7 or a 6. But if it's a 10, you've got to be able to take responsibility and say, you know, what can we do or what can I do to help you achieve that goal? So it's something you can keep forever in your organization, knowing what people want, and then keep them working on their wants. People will buy wants and do things for things they want. They don't ever do it for their needs. Everybody needs Negan. Everybody needs our products. Everybody, as far as I'm concerned, needs M-Stripe. Not everybody wants them. But if I can show them how they can get something, better health, get strength, as I say with my M-Strike, is what's great about these things are, you put these M-Strikes in your shoes, you'll stand up straighter and you'll lose 5 pounds immediately. But they don't really lose 5 pounds, they just stand up straighter, so they look like they lost 5 pounds. But it is amazing, amazing product. It's so simple to be able to carry with you, to demonstrate. And then to be able to say, hey, you know what? This is a $1 billion product in Japan. We project it to be a $4 billion product here in the United States. Would you like to be a partner with me?
And it's a new frontier. It's a month old. Imagine that, everybody. Let's go for it. How big of a piece of this pie would you like to have? A $4 billion pie. Wow. Have you ever had a $1 billion opportunity presented to you? That just, after all of these years, I still get excited about that. I want some of this.
And what's nice about this, Dave, is what you have to understand. By owning your unique in business, I think we've calculated out if you were in it for a year, because I tell business partners I want you in for a year. It's going to be around a $2,400 to $3,000 investment. Where can you get into a $1 billion business opportunity for, let's say, $3,000 or $2,400? And know that within 6 months, if you do it correctly, you're already profitable.
Phenomenal. But what if I don't have $3,000?
Well, so you're still interested?
Yeah.
And so if I could show you a way that you could do this in a payment structure, is there any reason we can't go forward?
How much?
Well, let's say if it's $3,000, let's just say $2,400, because that's the minimum you're probably getting. We could set this up for $200 a month. Can you afford $200 a month?
Yeah, I could do that.
Well, great. Let's get you signed up. Let's get you on auto ship. And let's get you set up for the trainings. And if you'll be putting setting aside $200 every month, I highly recommend you put it into another checking account because of the new tax laws that are coming down that you need to have a business. Put it into a business account and start putting the money in there. Have the company draw it out for your auto ship and start getting the training. Of course, I prefer people to buy the Vigo kit, but that's up to them. Or sign up for Humans Being More. And that's where you start getting your training. Understand what you need to do. And that's what's great about my step is it shows them exactly what they need to do. In fact, I've had a meeting. Most have been done yesterday. I haven't had a chance to see it because I'm spending my 45th wedding anniversary with my sweet companion. So I haven't had a chance.
Congratulations. Yeah, in fact, that's today, isn't it?
Yeah, today it is. 45 years with my companion wife. It's been awesome.
Oh, congratulations. And thanks for taking a little bit of time out and tell Joy. Thank you.
Being on this call this morning, and I hope I was helpful to a lot of people.
I hope so. Hey, let's see. You've talked about the mall just a little bit, and I'll be honest with you. I don't plan on going to the mall, but because I really like the idea of just figuring in my mind, okay, five people. Who of all the people I know, who's the top five that I really would like to have in business and go talk to them first, but. Interestingly, you've actually taken some people to the mall with the clipboard with those questions, and of course, if they say four or five or are not too interested, you just thank them for their time and go somebody else. But if you meet somebody and you're asking these questions, you're actually building some rapport. And if they have tens on all of those questions, what do you do at that point?
Well, you get done with them and you say, thank you very much for taking the survey. And by the way, if I could show you a way that you could have these wants and goals, is there any reason we can't get together?
No.
Set an appointment.
And then you make an appointment.
Yeah, and I appreciate what you just said, Dave. It's not recruiting a lot of people that we're looking for in 2014. I really believe if you can find five business partners that you want to work with this year, and have business meetings and a business plan with them and show that they have a plan where they can find five people, train them to get five people, you'd be surprised what will happen to your organization in 2014.
And if you had five, probably two of them wouldn't be ready at that moment. They would probably essentially be customers, and so it would kind of fit into that NECAN plan of
three
to reach three, so you'd have three people to work with, and then you'd have a couple of customers, because everybody needs to have customers.
Right.
And that's just a collateral thing that happens along the way with the idea of I'm looking for leaders. I want to build an empire. Well, along the way, you're going to have lots of people that'll say, well, I need to get my own testimony, or let me think about that, or, you know, if I can believe in this stuff, then I can sell it. So let me try some product first. Along the way, you're going to get plenty of customers. So
you will. There's no doubt because of the product, the great product that we have, and the instantaneous effects that it has on people. It's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I think. I've got this pushed right. So if somebody has a question, they could just push star 6. Should we try that? Is that or do you have time for a couple of questions?
I do.
Any questions? Star 6.
We're here.
Hi. Anybody got any questions?
Well, it's Paul Gamios here. I just like what people just said about, you know, you lead with the business, but inevitably products get sold because a lot of people say, well, either let me try this, let me see this, that, and it's a huge segue into the product, and then this is what happened. I'll look at the business again now that I've had some experience with the product. And so however way you cut it, as long as there are more people coming in, it's just fantastic and exciting.
It sure is. Well, hey, I'm sure excited about today and all the opportunities we have before us, so I think we ought to go for it.
We should.
Could you send out that email address?
Vigo, V as in Victor, V-I-G-G-O at vigo.com. Or if you got my email from the broadcast that I sent out, send it to me and then I'll just forward it to him.
Dave?
Yeah.
Have them put / MStrides in there. Because I have a discount for the managers.
/ MStrides. Design about now.
Well, I think we ought to go for it. We plan on doing a call next Saturday, same time, same station. So everybody
Dave,
have a wonderful week. Okay.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay. I have been talking to my grandson about, having him be my business partner or whatever you want to call it. And I've been a member of NECN for a long time, but I've been in the insurance business, and I've worked that business, and out of that business, I've bought a lot of property and I take care of the property. So I never got into really being, running the NECN business. And so he says to me, he's a massage therapist and he's not making enough money to have anything extra. And he's looking for a way. And so I said, get into this business with me and we'll work together. And he says to me, if I didn't make it since I've been a member all these years, then what good is it? So how do I respond to him?
Well, golly, I would just tell him the truth. Tell him that you got in for the product, that you love the product. You've got years of experience using it, but the things that grow are the things that we give attention to, and you've been busy with another business, but you would be excited about the yeah. Just tell him that this is working, and you. At this time in your life, you want to focus some energy on a business that'll help a lot of people, including him.
How good I did in the insurance business, so I'm sure that I will do well in this one.
Absolutely, because business is business. The very same skills to build an insurance business is basically, it's relationships and finding needs and wants, and this is it'll serve you well. Your years of success in insurance, just put that same energy into this, along with him as a partner, and that'll make it more fun too, having a partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Give me a call sometime. I'd love to do a three-way with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Rebecca from Brooklyn. Paul Gabbius is people.
I think I've talked to you, Rebecca.
Yeah, I'm a massage therapist, and I can answer that question a little bit. I mean, I haven't gone full forward yet because it's trading, but I probably can help with that. We get tons of physical imbalances, aches and pains, who can't sleep at night, who don't have the energy they need, and it's a perfect opportunity to offer vital balance drinks, the sleep system, it's just a perfect opportunity to suggest those things when you are a massage therapist. You have a lot more opportunity than you when you're not in the
Absolutely. Thank you, Rebecca.
Look at it anyway, okay? Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Barbara from Georgia. May I please have some clarification on the email? I have the Vigo app, but sometimes it sounds as though he says Vigo or just Vigo.com. Which is it?
Vigo at get Vigo.
G-E-T? Okay,
yeah.
Vigo.com?
Yeah, Vigo.com. You bet.
Okay, thank you.
And /MSAID.
Oh, I think that's another, that's a website is, getvigo.com /MSAIDs. And that, if you want to get a kit, you get a discount if you do that.
Oh,
you're just requesting everything. So one is an email address, one is a website.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're
welcome. Thank you so much. Well, you did a beautiful job.
Well, hey, together everyone achieves more. I'm really glad that we're all a great team and part of the DKEN family, and let's go change the world. Sure love you guys.
To learn more about DKEN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.